In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we will continue these beginning services. And I will read for study from Paul's second epistle to Timothy, from chapter 1, 15 verses, in Jesus' name. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God, according to the promise of life which is in Jesus Christ. To Timothy, my dearly beloved son, grace, mercy, and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus our Lord. I thank God, whom I serve from my forefathers with pure conscience, that without ceasing I have remembrance of thee in my prayers, night and day. Greatly desiring to see thee, being mindful of thy tears, that I may be filled with joy. When I call to remembrance the unfeigned faith that is in thee, which dwelt first in thy grandmother Lois and thy mother Eunice, and I am persuaded that in thee also. Wherefore I put thee in remembrance, that thou stir up the gift of God which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power, and of love, and of a sound mind. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou a partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. Who hath saved us and called us with an holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ Jesus before the world began. But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Whereunto I am appointed a preacher and an apostle and a teacher of the Gentiles. For the which cause I also suffer these things. Nevertheless, I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me, in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. This thou knowest, that all they which are in Asia be turned away from me, of whom are Phygellus and Hermogenes. In Jesus' name, amen. This rather long letter by Paul to Timothy is a farewell letter to a dear spiritual son, as he says here. Many matters in this letter spoke so to me that I thought, that I felt that the Heavenly Father might have something to say to the people gathered here, to you, dear brother and sister, who have already come to these services, and also to you who are perhaps preparing to come here at home, and especially to you, dear friend, who are thinking that I no longer belong to this singing group of God's people, and it is not a place for me, and it is not for me to be there. But it is good for all of us to know that we have such a merciful, loving God, that He wants all people, each and every person, even you, who perhaps because of sins and transgressions at this moment feel great guilt. The power of the enemy of the soul has been so strong that he has preached this deceitful sermon, saying that it is no longer possible for you to receive the grace of God. But how warmly, how tenderly speaks to this young person, this the spiritual son. He wants Timothy whose mother and grandmother are believers, who have spoken to him also of this most precious matter of life, that here on earth is the gospel which God, since the beginning of time, has announced to man. This great promise of God to man, Jesus, had been amongst man in visible form, and he called people to come unto him, and he cured those who were sick, and he forgave sins. One time, when Jesus was speaking to people, some of the listeners said, "This is these are hard words," and they went away. Jesus turned to his disciples and asked them, "Do you also want to go away?" Peter answered, saying, "To whom would we turn? For you have the words of life, of eternal life." And so even today, the Heavenly Father wants to keep us in this kingdom. Do you not also, dear young person, who may be a child of a believing home. Much has been spoken about these precious matters of life in your home. You have been able to be at services. And you have spoken of these matters with other young people. It has left a deep imprint in your on your soul. In good moments, it feels that I want to endeavor in this with this group, putting away sins. And today, we can thank the Heavenly Father for how many ways He wants to take care of us. I was recently able to be at a confirmation where when the young people there were asked about the faith that they confessed, and in that situation they were blessed with this blessing of the eternal God, and that blessing will surely carry us. And for perhaps for many, this confirmation school is very touching and is a crucial time in the life of a young person. Tens of years ago, there was an article in the Päivämies written by a certain teacher who had referred to material written by his students where they had to write about confirmation. For some of the students, this confirmation did not mean much. It was a phase in life which had not left an imprint. But one of the students said, that time has been the best time in my life so far. And he said, that one of the best situations in that confirmation school were the evening services. At those services, the living gospel was preached, and this gospel had touched this student. This young person had touched his soul, and he looked far into the future. And he ended his essay that it felt secure to fall asleep when my sins were forgiven. My sins were forgiven. And this was the same gospel that Paul preached in his time. And Timothy was able to proclaim this gospel along with Paul. And now we are here in the fields of Yppari, listening to what God has to say to me. It is a great gift to be able to live in such a kingdom. where the living gospel is heard pure, and it carries us, lifts us, and carries us. I would particularly wish to talk to you who have had tribulations and temptations on the journey. As we sang in this song, we can pray and we can share our pressures and our loads, burdens with Christ, so that you, dear brother and sister, who feel that the trials of these times press you down, you can talk to your friends, to your escorts, who have time and who have hearing ears, and they have many thoughts which can ease your life. And ease your temptations and trials. We can think in this way, and we can believe that God will help us and He will lead us. Dear friend, dear young person, who are perhaps looking for your place in life, that what will I do when I am grown up? Does God have something for me to do? God can also see into your heart and into your inner self. And He will send to you those angels. We can think in this way according to the Bible, that brothers and sisters are angels which bring these greetings of heaven, these greetings, these views which are opened by faith, of which Paul here wanted to write to Timothy. When it says here that Paul had blessed Timothy with the laying on of the hands, when we go to the altar of grace, even at home or when visiting with others, when we have things on our conscience which we want to get rid of, when God gives the opportunity, we can ask ask them forgiven from a believing travel friend. And he or she uses that authority given by God and proclaims, all sins forgiven in Jesus' name and atonement blood. And it means that this gospel cleanses and purifies. It carries, it lifts up, and it carries. With new eyes and new thoughts, we can gaze into the future and at those tasks which God will give to you. And when Paul had thanked God, he says in the sixth verse, wherefore I put thee in remembrance that thou stir up the gift of God, which is in thee by the putting on of my hands. I am thinking in this way that those brothers who had visited many, many cities and preached the gospel, and many had found the merciful God, God had opened, awakened and opened their heart to receive the gospel. But those brothers who were flesh and blood often had to discuss amongst themselves about how my own heart feels and what is on my own conscience. And in those situations, surely many times the gospel was used to take care of wounds that had come into the soul, to find this power that comes from faith that carries to eternal life. Perhaps during that time the world hated the kingdom of God and the message preached therein, that the people were afraid for their lives. These men were in prison. But, for example, in the city of Philippi, God turned those matters also for the better. And the jailer received the grace of repentance. He received forgiveness of sins when he asked, "Dear brothers, what must I do to receive eternal life, to inherit eternal life?" That is our most important task, that we could find the graceful God, gracious God, and we could find that faith which will carry us through this temporal life to eternal life. Be not thou therefore ashamed of the testimony of our Lord, nor of me, his prisoner, but be thou partaker of the afflictions of the gospel according to the power of God. This world does not value us very highly, us believers, but you, brothers and sisters, do not be ashamed of this faith. We have trials and troubles because of this faith, but these are only temporal. For here, Paul reminds us that what our faith is actually based upon, when he says, as God says, "You are mine." Who hath saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace. We are born as children of God, as the Bible, as the Bible says, how well he has created us in our mother's womb. And this gift of life, when it has been born by the will of God, then he has taken us as his children. And in baptism, we are brought into this covenant of a good conscience in a visible form, so that even you little boys and girls have been in many baptisms where the candle has been lit which gives light, which is a picture of the light which came into this world with Jesus, along with Jesus. And may this light always guide us on this narrow way, so that we would be able to ask on our journey to ask, what is the will of God in these decisions that we have to make? Have the holy ones before us traveled in this way? And do the people of God living today travel on these same paths? And we always find answers to these questions. And then one matter which has always, which especially in this time, speaks to this world, but is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel. Is this word of God, which is contained in this holy Bible, is it true? Is it true that the Lord of life, Jesus Christ, was born as man? Is it so? That the Holy Spirit is within the hearts of the believers? Has God created everything? Paul says here that all of this is true. We believe in the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Jesus became man. He suffered and he died. Also because of my sins, and not only my sins, but the sins of all people. I am thinking in this way. That many who are without grace are touched by these services. We know that many have some sort of connection to this singing, this joyful throng of God's people. Many times they think positively about these matters, which are spoken here and which are taught here. And for such people especially, the Bible says, when you hear the calling voice of God, be obedient and repent. For that same part in the Bible warns that a day may come when you shall say that I do not want to hear this. The Bible speaks of the time of hardening of the hearts, and how lovingly this Paul speaks to Timothy. And I'm thinking that at these services, many, many brothers ask to bring the same gracious gospel to your ears and to your heart. And they want to encourage you to humble yourself under the word of God and accept the blessing that even at this moment you may believe all your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood, even unbelief, and begin following us and the Lord. This is the will of God toward all men. And toward the end here, Paul wants to remind Timothy of the importance of this faith. For I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. The newer translation says in this way, we are not ashamed, for we know in whom we have believed, and I am sure that he is able to protect that which has been committed unto me unto that day when he appears. What is this which had been committed unto Paul? Was it not this true faith? This faith which carries through this temporal life into eternal life. When here unto the day of his coming, until the Lord Jesus Christ with the angels comes to take his own into the glory of heaven. And at the end, Paul speaks in this way to Timothy. Hold fast the form of sound words which thou hast heard of me in faith and love which is in Christ Jesus. Is it not, brothers and sisters, a precious instruction for all of us? Do we not think in this way? The Heavenly Father, protect me in this kingdom. Keep me as your child. If, dear Father, if I begin traveling wrong ways, fall into sin, give me such a conscience that I can go to repent of them. And that prayer also, which those confirmation school students had prayed. Dear Father, give us friends and give us escorts with which it is easier to travel on this narrow way putting away sin and gathering the gospel. In the last verse, Paul reminds us that not everyone has believed. And he says that in Asia, that many, many gave up their faith because of sins and transgressions. But he says here, but you, Timothy, but you keep the good thing which was committed unto thee by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. May the Heavenly Father preserve you, dear brother and sister, in this portion of the child. May this gospel renew also your heart, wipe away all that which is sin, which has been brought by sin. And even at this moment, this gospel wishes to approach you, the poorest one. Dear traveler, you can believe, your sins forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. In Jesus' name and blood, you can believe all your sins forgiven. Dear brothers and sisters, you can believe all your sins forgiven. And yet, you dear friend, who feel that you are not a grace child of God, you also can believe all your sins forgiven. And to begin following the Lord Jesus, you can believe your unbelief forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. And I, myself, sinful and tempted, have come to serve. Can I also believe my own sins forgiven? I want to believe together with you. We will remain in the grace care of God's words. In Jesus' name, Amen.